What's going on, Big MX Radio listeners? First of all, I want to give a huge shout out to the companies that make these podcasts happen: Racetech Suspension and Engines. If you don't have gold valves in your bike, you might want to go ahead and do something about that. You can also mention Big MX Radio and save every single time that you work with Racetech, whether that's engine parts, service, you name it. You can save with Racetech. Big MX 24 saves you 24%, almost a quarter of your purchase at Backyard Designs. And I'm going to be completely honest. If you go on the website, design a kit, by the time you're done, whether you put in a discount code or not, you're going to be stoked about getting yourself some graphics. And if I'm not mistaken, with the discount code in there, you're saving almost $50 off of your graphics. Actually, it'd be more than that. So, because most of their kits are about $230, so 24% of that. I'm not great with math, but either way, you're gonna save some serious money. Heartbeat hot sauce, I put it on absolutely everything, whether it's a hot dog or eggs first thing in the morning. I'm getting that in. First Form supplements are awesome. I personally basically just I use the creatine as well as the protein after all of my workouts. It helps me recover, helps me get big and strong, or at least strong. I'm probably not big, but either way. Luxon MX, Big MX Radio 24 saves every single one of you 10% off of your purchase. Now, a brand new set of triple clamps is about $1,000. So essentially Big MX Radio is just handing you $100 to go to put towards your Luxon triple clamp. So that's pretty awesome. And honestly, same goes for W Wheels. I believe it's a 15% discount code if you happen to call WUSA and want to buy a set of wheels, mention Big MX Radio. They're going to knock some money off for you. If your kid isn't already going to Loretta Lynn's, or if they are going to Loretta Lynn's and they want some extra horsepower, you're going to want to dial up Money Inc. You can find them, Money Inc. Motorsports, on Instagram. They're awesome. And why don't you just, you probably need a new seat cover. Let's be honest, a new seat cover needs to be part of your program, and you can save with Guts Racing with Big MX 20 at checkout. All those companies, they have one thing in common. They support Big MX Radio, and hopefully you guys will support them for doing exactly that. Now let's get to Andrew Hobson and the show and talk about Lakewood. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Racer's Mindset. I am your host, Brad Gebhardt, and this episode is brought to you by Racetech. Like I said, I'm your host, Brad Gebhardt, but my co-host, an esteemed professional in his own right, he works over at KTM. He's damn good on a mountain bike or a road bike, or you probably even throw some snow tires on there, he'd probably still walk away from me. Andrew Hobson, better known as Hoppo, how's it going?
Great, Brad, how are you today?
I'm not doing too bad, man. I'm moving like an 18-wheeler, and I am absolutely stoked beyond belief to welcome to the podcast, honestly, one of the first people I thought of when we started this journey. I think this is episode 7 of Racer's Mindset. He works over at First Form Supplements. He's probably drained about 6 First Form Energies, which means he's absolutely vibrating off of the chair he's sitting on right now over at HQ. Goes by the name of Sage Voda, who's been on the Big MX Radio podcast twice just this last year, which means he's been on way too much, but we're going to have him on anyway. Sage Voda, how's it going?
It's going great. Repeat guest, super stoked. I got prepped on basically how this is going to go down and the topics, and I couldn't be more excited. It's going to be cool to dive in and tap into Andrew's mindset and your mindset, and I'm just excited to pass it along. There's a ton of stuff, obviously, we go off of inside of here, so we'll put it into action. We'll talk about some stuff, but I couldn't be more stoked, Brad.
Absolutely. We appreciate you coming on. You're a repeat offender on Big MX Radio. We spoke with the entire First Form squad who came out to the Gypsy 500, absolutely crushed it, whether you guys were on the track or making sure that your competitors around you were well, like, kind of topped up on nutrition, recovery, and everything else in between. 26-hour drive on top of then riding like almost 8 hours between the three of you. That was insane. This is going to be the first conversation on the Racer's Mindset. I think you're going to be a repeat offender on this podcast as well. On today's podcast, we're talking discipline, we're talking time management, and we're talking about goal setting. And all those are sort of related to, of course, the topic of personal development and success. To me, those three elements are, they're compulsory. They're mandatory in order to continue to move yourself forward.
Let's start with the topic of discipline. I know, Hoppo, you're a big proponent of discipline. It's maybe the key ingredient to moving yourself forward. Those who do not exercise discipline will continue to spin their tires. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I'd like to touch on that a little further and just go, you know what? I mean, this is the best day of the week, right? How good is it that we get to talk to guys like this, talk about our ups and downs, because none of us are perfect. We all struggle, as we're all going to probably be open and vulnerable about it today. That we can sit here and have an intelligent conversation on how to be better and where we struggle, where we fail, and how do we be better and do better. But as it all comes down to, as we know, discipline is the key.
Absolutely. The only
way. So, in everything that we do is discipline. Whether you hate it, like it, love it, it's discipline.
No, there's strength through regiment. And I think that, Sage, you've been a person that I've been able to sort of bounce some ideas off of over the last 3 or 4 months now. Someone that I kind of pull a lot of sort of feedback from, and someone who can really kind of steer me in the right direction when I go astray. When it comes to discipline, where does that sort of lie as far as a priority in your world, and how do you cultivate it?
Yeah, so, I mean, so many different directions that you could go based off of that. But, you know, when Andrew talks about discipline being, you know, a sole priority inside of someone's day, I mean, when you think about it, most of the things that a human inherently does, most of us, we're kind of in our tendencies and, you know, we're in our habits, whether good nor bad, on a daily basis. And so, you know, discipline can both, we often realize that, okay, well, discipline should be something that helps you elevate. Well, discipline also, you know, can have a negative context, I think, as well, as far as like, hey, what are the things that, you know, are popping up recurring inside of your day that maybe you aren't happy with? And so, you know, really, truly, like, I view discipline as more of a kind of a self audit piece. You know, like, are you keeping the promises to yourself that you told yourself you wanted to do, or kind of the direction that you want to commit yourself in? You know, so as like Jocko and, yeah, right. It is that kind of voice in the back of your head. It's the ultimate self audit piece. And so, you know, when you think about it being present inside of a day, you know, it should be a competition more so, right? Are we always perfect in it? No, not necessarily, but you know, it's something that you hear anybody from military influence to Andy talk about it to, you know, top riders, top fitness level. Like, it is a repeatable action, you know, and again, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's absolutely bad, but you know, inside of that, like, it's truly something that, I found pretty early on. fortunately, like, parents instilled a lot of that inside of me, and I kind of just took it to the next level. And, you know, truthfully, I see discipline more as like a competition now almost.
So where would you see yourself if you didn't take on the discipline? Because we all have two thoughts, right? You know what is right. You know what you should do. And then you get the other voice that says, oh, I will eat ice cream today, or I will sleep in. But So where does that lead? I mean, like, you obviously you learned early you need discipline, which is great, because I think that's where most people go wrong, is they always try to take the easy route, but they want the result now.
I think Sage learned it on the baseball diamond. He's he's a baseball guy.
He's quite a baseball guy.
Oh, I think they all mostly are in Southern California.
Yeah, that's, you know, influence either moto or baseball, right? That's pretty much it. But no, I think inside of that, you know, the what happens if you don't component to discipline is, you know, ultimately I think there's a couple different versions of yourself, right? And truthfully, there's one where you know the promises that you're keeping to yourself, you know the outcome. The outcome is the goals that you tell yourself. And really the biggest difference inside of that is just, can you wait the allotted time? Are you, you know, as Andy talks about aggressive patience, are you using that component every single day to be, you know, getting up and doing the things that you're keeping the promises? Because none of us are surprising ourselves. We know what it takes to accomplish the goal. Right. I think that voice, to Brad's point, is, you know, hey, that's the thing that's telling you that you should. But what happens if you don't? I mean, this is where you have to accept responsibility. There's this version, like, if you don't get up, you know, and you're nipped by that temptation for a little bit more rest, or maybe that meal, or maybe that component, or of, you know, I'm going to scroll on social media rather than pick up a book or invest into, you know, a mindset, or watch some of the film, or, you know, go back through a call and see how I can improve. You're ultimately just robbing yourself, you know? So I think that's a conversation that I have with myself, is, You know, like, hey, what happens if I don't? That's how most humans operate, based off of fear and the complexity within that conversation alone. It's like, what happens if I don't do this? Right? Like, we tell people all the time in their nutrition, hey, here's a good component on why you should go do this, but I'll be honest, what happens if you don't? That's what actually drives the action. You know, I think that curation of fear, right, is kind of the component. And so for myself, like, I know that if I don't, I might not necessarily see the byproduct, or I would call it even, you know, sometimes at a loss, maybe the next day or the day after that or the day after that. But I know the longer that strings out, I'll find some way to wear it. And I ultimately have to just wear that loss, right? Because it's a result of my action at the end of the day. So it's such a good question, but truthfully, there's two versions. There's the angel and there's the devil, right? And it's just, which one are you going to lean into?
Well, I think that, again, everything you touched on there, you know, I call it a blueprint, whether it's a blueprint for success or whatever. And it's taken me 50 years to get to that point to go, God, I wish I knew what, you know, I knew now 25 years ago in terms of just everything in life and personal development. But I think that, you know, you just have to set, I won't say goals, I like targets, because targets tend to be more of a fixed focal point. It's like a target. Like, I'm sure you come across it with the, like you said, the weight loss is like, hey, I want to lose 20 pounds. So yeah, we all want to lose 20 pounds. But when you start to put timestamps, dates, and then work backwards, it's like, okay, it's going to be 2 pounds a week. And, you know, I think, and for some people that they, because they haven't been there, they don't know. If you talk to someone that's lost 20 pounds and they put it back on, they know that, they already know the fear or the pain that it's going to take. And now you got to convince them to do it again. But for someone that hasn't done it, I think some of that, those people may take longer to do that because of the fear of the unknown, what it's going to take, if they've never had any education in food or macros or whatever you want to say.
Most would come to find out that it's not as bad as you think it's going to be. And I think that this is one of the most powerful things that I've heard just in the last probably 6 to 8 months. And this is maybe something that I would like everybody who's listening to this podcast. And first of all, I thank them for taking the time to listen to the podcast, because they want to hear Sage talk shit about discipline and all this other fun stuff, is sacrifice for your goals, or reaching your goals will become your sacrifice. Because that actually hit home to me. Because if you don't sacrifice, like, you're gonna have to sacrifice something to get to where you want to be. If you don't sacrifice, the sacrifice will be not getting to where you want to be, period. Like, whether it's getting up at a certain time so you can go for that run, because, like, there's a lot of people probably listening to this podcast and they're like, the only time that I could fit in a workout is if I woke up at 6 a.m. I'm like, set the alarm, baby.
Yeah.
Like, that you just solved your own problem there. But the question is, will you, when the alarm goes off at 6, will you hit snooze or turn it off altogether and roll over? Or will you get yourself out of bed, put your running shoes on or your gym shoes on or whatever it happens to be, and go put in the work? Because, like, yeah, I agree with you. Laying in bed and being all snuggly in their nice warm bed is probably nicer than hitting the gym. That just, at least the physical version of just like a cold plunge, just like going out there and doing it. First, right off the hop, not enjoyable, or maybe not enjoyable, but like, just it's abrasive. But 15 minutes into the workout, especially if you've got some megawatt in your cup, like, you're going. Like, you wouldn't be able to go back to bed if you wanted to anyway. But you know what I mean? Like, I think that's, and like, here's another thing. I've never in my life regretted a workout. I've never walked out of the gym or put my running shoes away or stopped hitting the heavy bag. Cause I've been doing some of that lately, pretty bad, but anyway, I've never walked away being like, man, I wish I didn't do that. Never once.
I think that, I read a quote or a book. I can't remember. I'm just trying to remember it all now. And it's like, you know, all this discipline we talk about being better. Like, when you really get into, depending on how deep you want to go on universal law or anything like that, it's like, nature has put timestamps on all this stuff for us. You oversleep, there's a plus and a minus. You overeat, there's a plus and a minus. You don't work out, there's a plus and a minus. So there's all these checks and balances that nature has already set. And again, when you overeat or you eat bad foods, there's consequences. So, you know, I think it comes to the individual to distinguish between those and what they think is acceptable on, you know, those timestamps, because it's all there in front of us. It's just how we interpret what we accept as acceptable.
So the next question I have for Sage then is, how do you stay disciplined? And then also, how do you avoid falling into, I wouldn't say a depression, but or being too hard on ourselves when we aren't this disciplined? Like, because yeah. I know there's some people who can really beat themselves up if they set, like, they like, I'm going to start doing this, and I'm going to start doing that, and I'm going to do this. And when they, like, swing and a miss on all three of them, that, like, the whole thing just comes crashing down like a house of cards.
Yeah, the first thing that comes to my mind is, and this is something that going to struggles, like I will struggle with from time to time, because I try to consume a lot of information, you know, a lot of podcasts, a lot of books, a lot of concepts. And, you know, I'm trying to constantly learn about just ways to innovate and level up and do all these components. But I think the downside of that can truthfully be adopting discipline habits that aren't yours to adopt, right? Either you're not prepared for them. They aren't going to actively support your targets or your goals. Like, and sure, in reading through these things, like, you know, Andy's discipline in building first form is likely going to be a little bit different. Now, will there be some crossover and some action items? Yes. But as I read through a story or go through, you know, so I think first and foremost in staying disciplined, you know thyself is truly the self audit piece that I have to constantly go back to. Am I doing this action item because somebody simply told me and I look up to that individual and it drove a great result for them? If, you know, the answer is yes, like, I'm not sure that that's going to necessarily stick, right? But ultimately, like, kind of coming down to those daily habits and those daily routines is, you know, hey, what are the things that I know that I have to pay dividends to myself to progress myself towards what Andrew's talking about, that target, right? And what specifically I want out of my life and what I'm going to define success as. And then this kind of goes off of your last point inside of, like, the quote that you just mentioned, right? Like the sacrifice piece. There's inherently sacrifices on getting on the bike every day or tracking your food every day or doing these things that, you know, there's a give and a take to everything. And so as I look at the discipline and how I stay so consistent into it, I have to think bigger and farther along and constantly push the envelope. If I'm going to tell myself, like, Sage, you know, I need to get to a target of, you know, a 6-minute mile. Realistically, I probably do that as we speak right now. I'm not actually challenging myself. So it doesn't take a ton of disciplinary habit. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, fairly round, but, you know, this is like in building a business and, you know, going for a championship and looking to develop these skills, like, discipline is a must because you have to compound the day to day to day actions in your wins. Are you going to win all of them? Likely not, but you got to win more than you lose. And so, you know, inside of this is where, like, the picture has to be big enough. It has to be, you know, almost a little bit not realistic, but it should still be just right there at your fingertips. And then you are forced to make those sacrifices because the dream is big or the accomplishment is something that you yourself want to tap into. And as far as beating yourself up, like, kind of to evolve into this next answer, I don't know that, and I don't want this to be taken the wrong way, but truthfully, like, your self audit is going to determine your success. So if you're beating yourself up, I almost perceive it as a good thing, because that is that conscious and that outside voice telling you, like, hey, this is the promise that you told yourself you're going to do, right? And you failed to meet or exceed that expectation. And so, you know, the combative side of things and almost that depression side of things, the reason why you're constantly luring in that depression, and it's likely because you're not taking action on it multiple days in a row, right? So that's when you kind of have to go back to this component of, hey, is this actually my goal or is this someone else's goal? Because if I'm failing inside of this or in this disciplinary habit, I'm not doing it because it's, you know, for me. If it is for you, like, the discipline side of things is fun. It's fun to go out and ride. Not every day are you going to enjoy it, but that is something that you want to, you know, go around or lifting, right? Like, I can't say I go into the gym super excited to lift every day, but to your point, like, I walk out of the gym every time, like, I got better today. So as far as the kind of depression thing, it's, I don't know, man. Like, I really struggle in that because I constantly beat myself up, but also, you know, consider the athletic performance and the different things that I've been able to accomplish. I contribute a lot of that due to that self-plotted at the end of the day. So I try to course correct in that as fast as possible, or reestablish the discipline that I need to, and just go back and kind of reverse engineer. What am I working towards? What's required? Do I need to almost, you know, eliminate some of the 15 things that I want to check off on a daily basis and just like truly narrow my focus?
Well, it's kind of it's constant, right? Because it never ends, because for every new level, there's a new devil. It doesn't matter. Like you said, UPR, now I got to put another plate on, you know,
right.
That's going to weigh on your mind. Or you win, you know, like I won a mountain bike race earlier in the year, and then the next one, I nearly fell apart. I had so much pressure. It's a club day mountain bike race, but I felt that pressure bad, and I doubted myself the whole week leading up to that. So we all struggle with the same.
No, and honestly, like just like I go back and forth with Hoppo daily, and I can hear in the tonality of his voice, whether he calls me or texts me, when he's down on himself about whether or not, like, because he tries to get on a mountain bike or a bicycle every single day. It's a non-negotiable. And are there days that go by without that bike ride? Absolutely. And it kills him. And it's so funny to me that like there's people who it's their goal to be able to ride a bike even once a week. And like they would be absolutely doing backflips if they could figure out a way to be on a bike 6 days a week. And then I got a guy on the phone here who beats himself up if he misses a day. You know what I mean? I think sometimes we're a little bit, I don't know if it's unrealistic, but like when you start to set those higher and higher goals, and when you start to set that higher and higher expectation of yourself, I think we're sometimes a little bit too critical at times. But like you said, Sage, like I think that's just like healthy competition with yourself. Is that like, no, I know damn well I can get there. I can do it. And, I can tell you this much is like every time that I go ride my motorcycle, when if I'm not as in shape as I should be or could be at that moment, that's when I'm driving home being like, that was a great day, but I wish I had done this workout. I wish I hadn't had those fries. I wish you know what I mean? And had I made those decisions over the last 6 weeks, today would have been, say, 15% better, 20% better. My gear would have fit like better. You know what I mean? And that's the sacrifice, is that like I sacrificed a little bit of making today what it could have been by not making those decisions. And, I guess that really comes down to goal setting and essentially like reverse engineering so that day where you say, if you've got a goal to race the Gypsy 500, whether it's the Gypsy East or the Gypsy West, that I'm going to be up to the task and my body's going to be able to do it as well.
Right. Yeah. I think, you know, in goal setting, like one of the most common things that we use here at First Form and one of the things that's helped me is the 30-60-90 concept, right?
Yep.
So what you're facing today, whether positive or whether regret, or, hey, I shouldn't have those fries, or I shouldn't have, you know, done that over, you know, the last 6 weeks, you know, the result of today's, you know, the physical shape, your financial components, everything is a result of the last 90 days worth of your decisions. And you've had good decisions in those last 90 days. You've had bad ones, but the result, one of them is outweighing the other, which is it puts you exactly where you are. Now, there's nothing you can do about that. It's inherently the past. And similar to what Andrew said, like it's a constant evolution. So in order to start to build that, you know, we have a concept 30-60-90. Hey, go to where you want to be 3 months from now. Could be training for the Gypsy. Could be a championship. Could be where you want to be, you know, financially, and work that back into, you know, really the first, what do the first 30 days look like? And to be honest, the first 30 days of anything, you're going to get little to no return. You know, days 25 through 30, you might see a little bit of uptick, might see a little better performance, you know, some better discipline for sure. But, you know, days 30 through 60, you're getting into the 2 month, you know, 6 to 8 weeks, you know, kind of towards the tail end of that. Mm-hmm. You know, anybody working through their nutrition knows that, hey, the body's going to start to take 6 to 8 weeks to start to respond, you know. Okay, well, beyond that starts to accelerate and we start to climb up that trajectory curve, you know. And then really when you look at days 60 to 90, you're closing in on 90 days worth of wins. You know, this is the kind of the peak and the pinnacle of that curve. And so when you're at day 90 of this goal setting, you should be at or near what was possible inside of that 3 months. It also becomes a slippery slope here because you're like, hey, I accomplished this. I can let off the gas a little bit, right? And so when you let off the gas a little bit, it is it's the last 90 days that got you to where you want to be, not your ego. So you can't, you have to reestablish and go to that next level, right? Go tackle the next devil and understand that like there's going to be these components inside. Like you're going to have days that come up where you didn't hop on the bike, right? And you got to go back through, hey, how do I course correct as fast as possible? But mm-hmm. within that goal setting, like you should always be working towards something physically. You should work towards something financially inside of your life, right? Like you should be looking something inside of your relationship or your family, your friend group, your enjoyment goals, you know, like shouldn't be things that inherently cost a ton of money, but it takes time. You know, that's one thing that inside of discipline and goals and the outcomes that you want to have and establishing any of these things. Like we live in a day and age where you know, you can scroll through my Explore feed right now and there's new gear and there's new things and you want these things now, but you know, the reality is like that's kind of the curse that we're placed with too. It's like it takes time and winning. And you see all of a sudden, you know, Andy's car that he rolls up and it's like, and that's 24 years worth of work. Right? I'm 26. Right. That means that when I was 2 years old, that's why he's driving what he's driving. That's why we're in the facility that we're in. And just that concept has been great for visualization and goal setting. But again, going back to aggressive patience, like you have to take it 30, 60 and 90 days at a time, then level up, right? 30, 60, 90 days audit, then level up. It goes in 3, 6, 9 months. First 3 months of doing something probably won't be that good. 6 months of doing something consistently, 9 months of doing something consistently, like same thing in years. You look at somebody with a 10-year career, right? It's going to be different than somebody with a 3-year career. That's just, it's time, right? So just time. Inside, like that's how we go about goals.
And it comes back to that 10,000 hour
mm-hmm.
mastery as well, right? It literally takes 10,000 hours to master it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think no matter what the goal is, whether you're trying to learn a language, how to play the guitar, ride a motorcycle, run that 6-minute mile, whatever it happens to be, you have to be able to put in work without constantly checking to see where the progress is. Like if you're having to all like you're like you have to literally just put the blinders on and just go to work for X amount of time. And like I have a friend of mine, she basically was like, she was asking me like how I had gotten in the shape that I was in at the time, and like and how she could possibly do that. I'm like, you just gotta work for 3 months and not step on the scale, not like take real inventory of where you're at, like make a program that you know is going to work for you, put it into practice diligently, consistently, and you're going to surprise yourself. It's the people who have, they do one ab exercise and eat two salads and they expect a 6-pack. And they, you know what I mean? Like there's way too much of that goes on. It absolutely breaks my heart because people, can get very demoralized very quickly by essentially like trying to take that inventory on a almost weekly basis. It's not measurable at that level. Aside from the fact that you just went out and did it.
Yeah. And even Brad, like you and I, we've been sending macros back and forth, you know, on a regular basis for how long
now
in the discipline? Yeah, 3 months, right? And so like looking at this is something that helps. And I will say just as a man and one of those, you know, like the ego side of things, right? Like you don't want to ask for help or, you know, kind of going through and looking at some of the other high performers around you or those that are kind of next level. It's super uncomfortable to go train with those individuals. You go ride with those individuals or approach, but like there's a level of discipline that has gotten them to that standpoint. And so you have to be in a position to be like, all right, if this is what I want, here's what I again have to sacrifice. But you know, I think too often people are like, they look at the people who are going to comfort them rather than actually challenge them through the discipline and tell them what it takes to get there. And us in our approach, even as the company, like, we're not reinventing the wheel by any means, right? We're not telling anybody anything new. We don't have any new exercises. Like it's the accountability and the hard work and, you know, but surrounding yourself with individuals, allowing that to come down from, you know, Andy or Sal or, you know, like in Matt and Aaron and myself, you know, like if that's something that you want present in your life, you're going to be observing those things consistently. If you're around people that are not disciplined, you know, like it's going to be really hard for you to be comfortable with being in that discipline constantly, you know? And so if that's like every single chair around this office is pushed in, all the, you know, the wheels are straight, right? Like the sinks are wiped out. It's not because, you know, we have this inherent
the piss droplets in the toilet seat.
Yeah. Right. Like it's not that we have this outstanding budget for paper towels. It's the discipline and the way that you do anything is the way that you do everything, right? As cliche as it might sound, but you know, genuinely, like those little self audits are the people that you're around, the habits that they have are going to inherently bleed into your lifestyle as well.
Oh yeah. No, I totally vibe with that. Actually, there's a guy I play beer league hockey with. His name's Jacob. He's a local city police. The guy is sculpted like a Greek god. Like, he doesn't have 5% body fat. Like, he's absolutely the universal soldier when it comes to just fitness. Brazilian jiu-jitsu twice a week. He's working out all the time. Right now, he's literally trying to fish a body out of one of the local rivers because Winnipeg is the homicide capital of Canada. It's mainly because of like the small population here. But anyway, either way, like I identified him as like, this is one high level motherfucker. This guy operates at a level like uncommon to most men in general, let alone the guys that I hang out with. Like he holds himself accountable. He's in the gym all the time. And I literally just asked him, and like, I think some people might be a little bit shy about doing this, is like, dude, like, hey, can I get in a workout with you? Like, even if it was like once every week or once every couple weeks, like just so that like I can sort of like feed off of that energy that you just bring to the, and like yesterday we did legs and like literally went through 6 different leg exercises. We fucking gassed ourselves out on squats is the first thing that we did and went straight into lunge walk. 5 goddamn motherfucking minutes of lunge walk. And the best part about it was that like him and I are exactly the same in the way of just being competitive. There was neither one of us was like gonna like say give first. We literally had to set a goal that we'll do this many laps and agreed upon that, because if it came down to one of us is gonna say give first, we might still be there. So having people like that in your life is a really, really powerful thing. And I feel like there's like, that's something that has been constant through my evolution of like, I went from being like, I was like throw my shoulder out, patting myself on the back, but like I was a fucking bricklayer. I was a bricklayer, and not to besmirch the good name of bricklayers everywhere, but from the guys that I hung out with, they're like, they're great at what they do. They don't have great habits. A lot of them smoke. A lot of them drink. Most of them aren't in shape. In fact, I don't think I can think of a single one of them that are in good shape aside from the one that do a lot of drugs. Like we're talking about guys who they work their 8 hours. They go home, they drink 6 beers, they go to bed and rinse, lather, repeat 5 days a week. And then on the weekend, they just kick back and whatever. And that is what I was sort of like, I was caught into this sort of cycle of like seasonal work, because obviously up here in Canada, November, December, January, February, March, you're not laying any bricks unless you're doing an inside job, and those are few and far between. And I looked around and said, I need to change the people who are around me. And this is right around when I started listening to the MFCEO project. For those who don't know what that is, now it's better known as Real AF, which is hosted by First Form's owner, of course, Sage Voda's boss, Andy Frisella. And he basically said it straight up. You're going to lose some friends. You're going to have people fall off. The best part about that is you're going to meet some new people. New people who will like you buy a mountain bike, you go on the trail, guaranteed bump into somebody. Maybe you bump into a bunch of people, and those people are going to become the people who are going to challenge you to be the next best version of yourself. And that's how you take that next step forward. And you very well could outgrow those people and continue to move forward. And that's how you as a person continues to grow and achieve great things. Because if you want to achieve great things, that's the only way to go about it.
Well, that comes back to the law of averages, right? You hang out with 5 deadbeats, you'll be a deadbeat. You hang out with 5 millionaires, chances are you'll be the 5th.
Yeah, or they stop hanging out
circles. Yeah. I mean, I had exactly what you went through. I mean, I had to do it. I cut people. It was tough. But now it's like you have a path, you have a goal, targets, dreams, whatever you want, and everything just falls off the wayside. You know, so I looked for a quote here. I've been looking for it for a while. And so the reason most people fail instead of succeed is that they trade for what they want most for for what they want at the moment.
Yeah. What do you want right now? Do you want fries right now, or do you want a six pack in 6 months?
Right.
What do you want?
Again, that comes back to those decisions, right? And discipline. And exactly, that, and right. I think that's the meat of it right there, you know?
So goal setting, in order to achieve things, we need to set goals, reverse engineer them. When we need the discipline to be able to carry out the actionable tasks to make those goals happen. How do we fit in all the time needed, and how do we structure our time to be able to attain and hit those actionable tasks? Because like I have my power list. It's, yep. I try and write a W on the paper every day. I don't because I'm a regular person and sometimes things happen. But when I'm like, I'm most effective when I'm managing my time well. How do we go about it, Sage?
Two principles to that, right? First and foremost, I'm just going to lay it out. Don't expect to have balance inside of learning through this, right? I think so many people paint this clear picture as far as, you know, accomplishment and goals and what you want to accomplish. Like it's going to look like, you know, 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep and a perfectly disciplined and executed schedule. And, you know, you're going to have all this free time and still be able to make, like, that doesn't exist.
Nope.
Right. Like you have to hyper focus on what's the area that I want to go into? What do I want to accomplish right now? And what's it going to take? Right. And you become more efficient through this process because it should be a competition with yourself. And, you know, you should be able to develop more and better skills and become like same thing from lifting today. If you lift, you know, 135 pounds a day, I would hope in 8 weeks from now, you're not lifting 135 pounds still. It's just, you have to evolve inside of the process. But I think most people go into, you know, goals and goal setting and they have this like just kind of comfort clause that's built into the fact that like, hey, life's just going to be the same. I'm somehow going to accomplish this. And that's not the case, right? So first and foremost, like, expect to have late nights, right? Nobody else is going to be telling you this. Expect to work really hard. Expect to be really sore. You know, expect to make these sacrifices. Don't purchase the things, you know, that everybody else is purchasing. Like that's inherently the cost. But, you know, the second thing, and I actually really struggle with this coming into first form because, you know, this is something that, I felt like I was doing so much inside of my day and I was getting nowhere, right? I show up, you know, dawn to dusk, right? And you go through, and I feel like most people can relate to this, is you jump in and, man, I'm just working so hard. I'm just so busy. I'm just working. Okay, well, show me your screen time. Let's see that component, right? Like, let's look at what you're doing when you come home. You know, but truthfully, I was, you know, sitting down one day, probably my first initial couple of months here, and Sal actually walked by me and he's like, hey, what are you struggling with? Like, how are you doing? Like, no, I'm good. And he's like, no, like, what are you actually struggling with?
You're like, riding a dirt bike.
Yeah. Buying a dirt bike. Time to go ride.
My skills on a dirt bike are lacking. Gebhardt gives me a hard time.
But, he's like, well, what are you struggling with? And I said, well, honestly, I feel like there's so much to do and there's no end in sight. And I feel like I'm busy, but I don't feel like I'm driving the best result. You know, and he goes, well, I want you to go listen to this podcast. He's like, it's called the AMRAP mentality. Jason Kalipa owns several CrossFit gyms out in NorCal, big time CrossFit athlete, you know, has a family. And he's like, we recorded a podcast over this. And for anybody that's familiar with the term AMRAPs, as many rounds, as many reps as possible within a given amount of time. And so be extremely effective in time management with this. So taking your power list, you know, or reverse engineering those goals on a daily basis. And then going back to, you know, essentially a time block and more of a, hey, this is the amount of time within my day. Here's how much sleep I need to have. Here's what I do from work. Here's the extra time inside of my day that I'm not obligated to. And these are the five critical things that I need to get done to push me forward towards my goal over the next 30, 60 and 90 days. And so within that, you know, essentially you, do not disturb is a great tool, but you know, you take that component and, you know, you set the allotted time. If it's 20 minutes to get better and read, it's 20 minutes. If it's 45 minutes to go work out and you got 45 minutes left in your day to go do it, you put your phone on do not disturb. You set a 45 minute clock and you go do as much work as you can within that 45 minutes. And so I adopt this within, you know, coming into my job every single day. You know, I go through these different aspects of life for self-development and training and all these components, and it requires discipline. That's the caveat. You have to be disciplined to setting the timer and to doing the work, you know, shocker, kind of common theme here, but you know, it's, you know, kind of working back. If I know that I need to get 8 hours of sleep and I know that I work 10 hours a day at a job, you know, and I realize that this is where I want to be in my side hustle or physically, here's the amount of time that I have to allot outside of my relationship and eating and everything else. I have to be extremely effective with that. I can't have any other distractions. You have to learn how to say no. You have to learn how to, you know, properly manage or delegate. But that was something that Sal told me. You know, he's like, you'll get good at these things. You're not going to be good at them at first, but you'll get good at them. But truthfully, it was one of those things where I have my day blocked out and then I put my phone on do not disturb when it's time to go do self-development, breakfast, training. Cool. Don't touch my phone. Like, that's my time. You know, I got time within my day, like certain admin periods. I got 30 minutes. All right, 30 minutes go. What can I get, you know, crossed off? And again, is it going to pay dividends in the first 30 days? Maybe some, but 90 days from now, disciplined, executing, working hard, going and just cranking tasks out, you'll look back and you'll be like, all right, what's next? What's the next level? So as far as time management, like that's one of the best skills that anybody that struggles with the discipline in that, struggles to be effective or efficient, you know, is kind of going through and just establishing that AMRAP mentality.
Is that why like 80% of the time when I message you, it says that it was, you were not notified or that it was delivered quietly?
That's it.
Matt's the same. When I was helping Matt there for a little bit, it was always on silent, do not disturb, which is good. Like, it's exactly what you just talked about.
I'm going to put my phone on do not disturb permanently from now on and like maybe block everything that Sage sends me. Ever.
I'll put you in my close contacts.
Perfect.
To add to that, really, it comes down to if your why is big enough, you will find a way, right?
Yep.
If you want to lose that weight, if you want to make that certain amount of money or you want to build that business, when you lay it down and you reverse engineer it, if your why is big enough, you will find a way. Same as getting out of bed at 4:40, 4:45, whatever it is, you'll find a way.
Well, it comes down to what Sage said earlier is what happens if you don't?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's like, is the consequence of not getting your goal big enough that it'll essentially, I wouldn't say scare you, but give you enough of a jolt to say, I'm going to make this happen. Like what would happen if Hoppo hadn't learned how to work on engines? Because at one point you knew nothing about building engines.
Correct. Yeah. We don't know it all. We all have to learn.
Yeah. But now you'd like in your sleep, you could take apart a KTM 450.
You could throw a KTM engine on the floor and I could build it off.
Well, you were talking about that.
That really is bad, right?
Rodeo. Essentially, it does look like someone did throw it on the floor.
Yeah, true.
Absolutely so, wild.
Sage, what is actually your role at First Form?
So, The former guest, Matty Z. So him and I work and collaborate on the same team here. So, you know, we are heavily into, working with our sponsored athletes here, working with our brand ambassadors. We coach all things basically nutrition, supplementation, you know, social media, and we're kind of the Swiss Army knife, I guess you could say, within these walls here. So, you know, looking to just, you know, coordinate events and truly help people understand that the core principles that are going to help drive results, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's a part of the much larger mission to equip the individuals that work within our brand to be confident in, you know, the recommendations and again, going out and actually helping people in their community. So, you know, I spend a lot of time in Zoom calls and, you know, on phone calls and kind of just looking to help build and contribute to what we can do as a company, you know, internally here. So it's a lot of outreach and, you know, again, just kind of. We don't reinvent the wheel from nutrition, but it's just helping people master those basics and understand those concepts to go pay it forward. And we do that through social media. We do that through in-person events and, you know, help other people understand the game plan to success.
And leading by example, like, I don't think either you or Aaron or Matt or JT or James, anybody over at First Form or anybody that's in fitness in general, like I'd throw you in the mix as well. Is like I don't want to be like kind of like toot our horn as like an influential person, but like every time I post something about working out, training, this, that, and the other thing, like my sweat inspires sweat. Your sweat inspires sweat because someone might see that, like they're like, even if you might have 10 people watch it, 5 people roll their eyes, 4 people do nothing, but one person's like, you know what? fuck it. I'm dusting off my running shoes, or I'm going to get myself a bicycle and I'm going to get myself in shape. And to me, that one person is like doing something about it is makes everything worth it. You know what I mean? I think that's like, if I want to become the leader of men and leader of people who achieve great things, then leading by example is the only way to do that. And you guys both do that amazingly. And that's why you're both on this show.
Yeah, I appreciate exactly. That. I mean, I can attest to that, where like Sage and I never spoke face to face until today, but it's like, I could tell through his social media that he was committed. He was disciplined, you know, from his running, motorcycling and mountain biking.
Big
and
zone
his
two
posts of being positive and like, hey, you need to be healthy and the diet. And, you know, you could tell that he's on the right path. It motivates me. It's like, oh man, this guy, he's out. I got to get out. So, and I think that, like you said, you'll get a certain percentage of people who go, oh, that guy again. But to the right person, that inspires to make a change. And as we found out the other week, I mean, I don't think there's any bigger compliment in the world than someone that says, hey, you made me change my life for the better. And I had that happen the other week. And it's like, you know, that's worth more than any money in the bank or whatever it takes to get that compliment, or hey, you inspired me, or you made me look better.
Put some wind in your sails.
Yeah. And I mean, I've seen him with his shirt off. I know what he's gone through because I went through the same thing. And it is discipline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To the core. You can't, I mean, yes, there's a percentage of people in the world that, yeah, they probably don't have to try that hard, but I got to try hard. I have to work at it every day.
Yeah. And then, yeah, like you said, there's always a new devil for every level that you attain to. So for those who are listening today, discipline is a mandatory element to success. When you set goals, you need to be disciplined in order to set out the actionable tasks and carry them out. And in order to carry out those actionable tasks, you're going to have to be management. You're going to have good time management and go about things a certain way. Sage, before we get back to the rest of your diligent day and everything you have to do over at First Form by leading people and probably giving some generous amounts of shit to Maddie Z, leave us with some closing thoughts, even if it's just basically a scouting report on this year's Dodgers.
I think to Andrew's last to his last point and showcasing other people, right, and showing your process and showing your struggles and you know, very much just involving the real life, but like discipline, and the more that you show that, I think this is where it kind of becomes a fine line. Is like, you don't see anything and then all of a sudden you see the car or the performance or the transformation, like, you know, it's awesome. But you know, as a company in entirety, like, we want to showcase the process in the day to day. So discipline truly shows that it's possible. You know, as you showcase, you know, running every single day or riding every single weekend, or, you know, tracking your food on a nightly basis, like the discipline within that is what allows other people to be like, oh, that's the transfer. It didn't pop up overnight, you know, but to this, I truly think that one of the best definitions, and I'll kind of just wrap up with this, but Coach K over at Duke, going back to sports, not Dodgers, but he's an amazing human, an amazing leader. So I was reading his book a couple of months ago, and he talked about the concept of discipline. And I think a lot of people think that discipline is just, you know, just because you did go to the gym every single day means that you have discipline. And I would actually kind of argue in that. And Coach K, you know, to his point, he says discipline is doing exactly what you need to do precisely when you need to do it, to the absolute best ability, right, that you possibly have. And I think that quality of rep, you're not going to feel at a level 10 every day, but if you're at a level 7 and you push that 7 inside of your training session, or if you have accessibility to food and this is kind of what your macros are going to look like for the day, here's you know, ideally, here's what it would look like, but realistically, more so, did you put in that effort within the, you know, precisely when you know that you told yourself you needed to wake up? Did you go execute on that? And did you go do it with the best of your ability and best of intent? And I think that for me, I just understood this concept of discipline as more of like, hey, this is just doing it every day. And the reality is, like, what's helped anybody perform or get to that next level is discipline is truly, I want to take that to a next level. It's exactly what you know you need to do precisely when you need to do it, to the absolute best of your ability.
Yeah.
I have one question as we're turning down here. It's like, you go to the gym and you see a person there. I went to this gym and I was in and out every other month. And it's like, I'd seen the same people. They had discipline, but they were going, but they were just going through the motions. Yeah. Nothing changed. And it's like, there's that line of I'm doing it. But where's the point where you go, I have to get better at this. I need a result. And I think, you know, from just going through the motions to wanting a result is the gap in between.
Yeah, I think too many people at the gym are just earning their ice cream.
Yeah.
Right.
To put it lightly, like that's like they're hitting the gym so that they can hit the drive through on the way home and basically just stay at this like homeostasis of like where they're currently at. But like, oh, I'm not getting any bigger. I'm like, well, fucking true, but like, it's not really the point. I guess if that's the goal, if the goal is just to like, right along one line, I guess, like, good for you. But, I vibe with that as well. And like, yeah, like, I tell this, and that, like, leans into everything. It's not like, cause not everyone's a 10 every day.
No.
But if you got a 7, give me a 7. I want all of that 7. Like, and like, yeah, some days, yeah, like, I got 4 for you. I'm going to give you all 4. But, like, that's, today, like it's you're getting a 4, and but I'll give you every single inch of that 4. Probably more like a 6, but anyway, yeah, like you know what I mean. It's about giving the best you can on the days you can. So, in every single day. But Sage, this has been awesome. For those who aren't already following you, Sage Voda on Instagram. It's just Sage Voda, correct?
Sage_Voda.
Yep. That's it.
Any questions you got, nutrition, discipline, anything taken away, like we love to help. So don't be afraid to fire them away. But I really appreciate the hour and the opportunity. Definitely want to be a repeat. You know, we'll jump back on, but it's an absolute pleasure to hop on and just allow me to pass on a couple of cents.
We could have went for hours. You're right.
Oh, we easily could. And that's, we're going to break things up. We're going to savor the flavor when it comes to Sage Voda. Sage, I think you got to go get yourself to the rest of your day. You got to get yourself ready for Millville's Amateur Day, because I am steadfast at making you guys do that, whether it's first form funded or not. Thanks everybody for listening. Hoppo, appreciate you racing home from your job to come do this and then probably leave, and like you can tip the tanned guys that were doing your lawn on the way out. Down in like you probably live in like La Jolla Beach or something like that. But this has been fun.
next year.
All right, Andrew, Brad, thank you. I appreciate it. You guys have a good one. We'll see you next time.
Connect.
All right. You.